USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the presidential election still remains in limbo, the Silver State of Nevada is expected to release updated count numbers at 12 p.m. Eastern. Nevada's six electoral votes could put the Democrat challenger Joe Biden at 270 electorals, giving his camp the win. COVID-19 numbers are on the rise in America. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has an update.
While most of the country has been focusing on the election, cases of COVID-19 continue to rise. The U.S. set a new record on Wednesday with over 104,000 new cases. It's the first time that daily cases have topped 100,000. Hospitalizations from the virus are also on the rise, with several states reporting record levels. Indiana, Missouri, Nebraska, New Mexico, North Dakota, and Oklahoma have all reported record numbers of COVID patients, and officials in Iowa and Missouri warn that hospitals in their states are dangerously close to being overwhelmed with patients. More than 230,000 Americans have died of COVID-19, and total cases in the nation have surpassed 9 million.
USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
United Arab Emirates airline Fly Dubai said it will start direct flights to Israel this month with twice daily services between Dubai and Tel Aviv. The announcement on Wednesday came after the Gulf state in August agreed to establish formal diplomatic ties with Israel in a deal brokered by President Trump. UAE and Israeli citizens are now able to visit each other's country without applying for a visa before traveling as part of the agreements recently signed by the two states. A man with a metal detector has found a 222-year-old coin under a few inches of soil outside a church in Emden, Maine. Shane Houston of Charlotte, North Carolina, was on a metal detecting trip with a friend from New Hampshire when he found the coin earlier this month. The copper penny, dated 1798, comes from the first decade of American minted money in North America. The penny is not in pristine condition. Houston said it might fetch a couple $100, but that he has no intentions of selling it. On the same trip, he also found a .75 caliber musket ball, making it British in origin. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk in your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
NASCAR is in Phoenix, Arizona Sunday for the season finale 500. Last week's winner in Martinsville and one of the championship four, driver Chase Elliott, talks about getting into the championship.
I think it's huge. I think it's huge for me personally. I think it's huge for our team as a whole. Each and every person that puts in time and effort to try to make our program work. I think that when you're able to be in a position that we were in, like we were tonight, and have to go to perform and go and do that, I think everybody gains a lot of confidence from it, and we prove to ourselves that we can do it. I think we have believed we could do it, but to go out there and achieve it certainly is something that we haven't experienced yet as a group. And to win a championship in this series, you have to make the Final Four. We've seen the same crowd make the Final Four since this deal has been implemented, and we want to assert ourselves amongst the people who can make it consistently. And I feel like we're very capable of doing that. So we just have to seize the moment, enjoy it. This is a huge week, and I'm just excited to get out there and try to have the best race we can.
The race starts at 3 p.m. Eastern on NBC. The San Francisco 49ers, already depleted by injuries, placed four players on the reserve COVID-19 list on Wednesday and declared all four of them out for Thursday night's home game against the Green Bay Packers. A league source says wide receiver Kendrick Bourne tested positive for COVID-19. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Prime.